Chapter 3. The Strategic Reserve. Not ready for prime time. Slack reclined in his office chair on the first floor of the 69th Regiment Armory and let out a long breath. He was physically exhausted from 5 consecutive nights without sleep and from dozens of miles of foot patrols around Lower Manhattan. He closed his eyes and let some of the pressure of his command release. Guard units from upstate New York had relieved the 69th at Ground Zero, and for the moment Slack had no mission except to decompress. He had sent his soldiers home an hour earlier to do the same, which disappointed a team of Army mental health counselors who had arrived at the armory to help the men cope. But Slack told the team he wasn't overly worried about them. They were tough inner-city kids trained as combat arms soldiers, and you couldn't crack them with a hammer. Sure, they'd grieved during the past week. Virtually all the men knew someone killed in the tragedy. But they grieved as a team, as a squad, and then went back to work. The men were determined to help their city and their unit move forward, and they had served brilliantly in that task. Slack conceded that some of his soldiers would likely have emotional difficulties now that they'd left their support group, but that was normal, wasn't it? Their town and their friends had been attacked. They were going to have to suffer a little bit, every one of them. Slack turned in his seat to look at one of the missing flyers for Lieutenant Baptiste, which a soldier had found on the wall of the armory and passed along to him. The commander had a vision of Baptiste in the field. The young lieutenant sat smiling atop an armored personnel carrier full of soldiers. He was vibrant, confident, and had earned the respect of his men. Now he was gone. Poof. For the first time in a week, raw emotion began to replace Slack's command clarity. He was overcome with pride in his soldiers and in men like Gerard Baptiste, who had responded to the Trade Center. But he was also enraged. All week long, people had been comparing the attacks to Pearl Harbor. But that had been an engagement between two armies. September 11th was just murder, and Slack felt a deep hatred for the type of men who could commit such a crime. A short-tempered and aggressive man by nature, in his younger days, Slack wouldn't hesitate to